Pleasure Boat Studio, a non-profit literary press, is proud to present Sugar Mountain, a novel by Alfred Alcorn, read to you by Jack Estes. Chapter 1. The news comes obliquely, unvoiced, a flicker of words across the bottom of the screen. World Health Organization raises concern about reports of deaths from avian flu outbreak in Xinjiang province. Beijing officials deny access to WHO inspectors, calling the outbreak a local matter. Moments later, the item is upgraded to a breaking news bulletin. The newscaster, an attractive young woman with practiced authority in her voice, tells her morning audience, "This just in. The World Health Organization has designated an avian flu outbreak in a remote province in western China to be at phase 5 of the pandemic alert level. A phase 5 designation involves human-to-human transmission affecting larger clusters or communities of people. At this point, there is a much higher risk of a pandemic, although not a certainty. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available." In his farmhouse in the hill country of western Massachusetts, Cyrus Arkwright watches the news about the outbreak and feels his own alarm level ratchet up. It's a foreboding mingled with a sense of vindication that he resists. Will this be it? There have been several flare-ups of lethal flu in China in the recent past, but in those instances, the Chinese government cooperated with the international health agencies as to the specifics of the pathogen involved. Now it is clamping down. Why? What are they hiding? In his early 70s, of medium height and slightly stooped, Cyrus has a full head of white hair and an Amish beard of darker hue, a suitable frame for his slow, smiling, patrician face. He notes the name of the province. He muses, Phase 5. He tuned into CNN this warm spring morning to follow a forest fire flaring along the Grand Canyon. That footage showed a blackened expanse east of Canyon Village, where junipers, pinyon, and ponderosa pines once mantled the south rim. Also, news about floods along the Mississippi for the second year in a row. Signs, he thinks, that global warming is looming faster than predicted. Or is Grace, his wife of 40 years, right? Is he becoming a connoisseur of disaster, or what their daughter-in-law, Allegra, smilingly calls a Malthusiast? A literary allusion, no doubt. Not that Grace hesitated to join him in transforming Sugar Mountain, the old family farm, from a weekend retreat into a self-sustaining refuge for their extended family, should the need arise. It took some doing. It began 5 years before, when he retired in stages from his architectural practice in Cambridge. They sold their roomy house on Francis Avenue with more than a few regrets and moved back. It was as much a move in time as geographically, at least where Cyrus was concerned, for he grew up on this farm in the northern Berkshires, named for its grove of sugar maples, where in early spring the sap rises with its sweet bounty. He knows, like a farmer, the 300 or so acres, some of it good for pasture and hay, a lot of it ledgy, rising forest that extends nearly to the Vermont border. His interest in disasters is more than academic. Cyrus is a prepper, a homesteader, a survivalist. Along with millions of others in America and overseas, he calculates the probability of catastrophe as too high to be ignored. A general awareness of possibilities came into sharp focus in 2009 when a bird flu scare made the Centers for Disease Control urge people to take precautions. That blew over, but left Cyrus wondering when avian influenza or some other highly mutagenic virus would turn into a mass killer. He didn't have to wait for nature to take its course to make the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?